So for you, the anus is the crown chakra. That's the main chakra, is the anus.
No, there is no crown chakra.
Well, I mean, but the highest level of vibration is in the anus.
No, there is no highest level. There are just levels. It's like saying, what is the greatest gland you have in your body?
Because even when I ask you, do you believe that your soul is located in your anus? What do you say to that?
Brother, I gotta go. Hold on.
Do you believe that your soul is located in your anus?
Brother, I gotta go.
Hold on. I ain't gonna lie, that Nature Boy conversation might wind up being my favorite. And I know Nature Boy has tons of shit that people keep telling me. Apparently, Nature Boy is talented at offending. Because there are a lot of people that hit me up like, yo, you fucking with Nature Boy? What's going on? Why are you doing videos with Nature Boy? How do you even feel having your children on the same flyer? I'm like, wow. I did not know a gossip was such a part of the fabric of the chakra community. Hello, non-believers out there. This is Sunday school. I am the minister. F-B-P.
We come around. Once in a blue moon, just to show
you. It's like a million rappers.
We can see it, buddy. We need free money. That's the free money.
Artificial intelligence. Is that your real icon? It's giving me a python. I think you need to see him. Explain to your DM. You always know what to say, so I'ma put it on you in the worst way. That DHA got that melanin shaking. I call my spam, but that shake the Francis Bacon. Listen, even if it's silicone or belly fat, I got a vegan substitute for that biscuit with a jelly at. I'm looking forward to drinking your juices. This Wi-Fi feels so exclusive.
This Wi-Fi feels so exclusive. Woo! Is that your real icon? You know where's the chakras, bro. Stop lying. I need the chakras. Yes, I do. I want activated chakras.
I don't know what's up with you and the chakras and all that. Bobby activated my chakras. Nah, Phil too.
Bro, that's your man. Don't try to act like that's not your man. Rich is your man, and I know that you know where the chakras is. All right, so stop playing then. Yo, say word, yo. I won't snuff you right here, bro. Word? What? It's like that over some chakras?
Oh, come on, man.
That
chill with the chakra shit, yo.
Bro, we going, it's going, It's going to go like that over some chakras, my nigga. Y'all niggas, what? The niggas out here fraud with that fake ass. Fake ass.
You know what I mean.
Rhinestones on the bed, dead with that fake ass chakra water, nigga.
This nigga red out there with the chakra water. This shit crazy. Niggas got chakra water out in these streets. Niggas got the chakra water out in these streets, man. Shit is real out here, B.
What's up, family? This your big brother Swan Boss of Snap It Off Entertainment and your Wild World and Midwest Music Focus. Make sure y'all come through and catch the GOAT debate. Who's the greatest of all time? Michael Jordan or LeBron James? Well, we got Dr. Icky that's saying, of course it's LeBron James. Facing off against Peace Daniela, the Gorilla Hebrew, who said, are you crazy? Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. December 13th is the face-off on SVDL. That's right, Solovision Debate League. So make sure y'all come through and catch it. And then catch the actual debate December 20th on Dr. Icky's channel, Dr. Inc. Both events will be hosted by none other than me, Swan Boss. And both events will be moderated by none other than yours truly, Solar Mind of SVDL. So make sure y'all subscribe to both channels, hit the notification bells for both channels so you get the notifications. I'm going to be there. Can't wait to see you there. Dr. Inky versus Priest Daniela and the Gorilla Hebrew. Who's the greatest of all time?
I'm affiliated. Group with the look got initiated. Go with the game and it's syndicated. Woo. I be the gang got it vindicated. Yeah. I'm with the shit, man, the gang gang.
Nah, that... Those people he bring with him there. He's not even trying to show up. He literally canceled the debate last night. So there's no debate as of right now. The debate is a wrap. After coming on live and all that, he's still fronting. So it's a wrap. Officially. But we're going to keep it moving, though. Like I said, we still got a lot planned for December 25th. We still got our work. Think about it. Like, literally, hold on. Let me show y'all something. Let me show you something. Look, this is two books. I told y'all I'm doing an audio book a day. Who the fuck does a book a day? We dropping an audio book a day on this motherfucker. I got yesterday's book in hand and today's book in hand. And I'm showing you them at the same time so you know these is two new joints and it's going to be a new joint every day, a whole brand new book. These audio books, we on some other shit right now. We on some other shit right now. So that's why I'm saying, like, I do this for you guys. And when I say that, I don't mean you guys. And I'm glad we having this combo for clarity. When I say I do this for y'all, I mean you guys. Like you guys, the guys that are angry because you didn't get the order, or you got the order, or you click like on this one, but you click don't like on the last one, and you still mad with me because I didn't follow you back when you followed me, and all of you niggas, the people I got to go back and forth every day with, this is who I do this for. You know what I'm saying? This is for my David Woodwards. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a selective, you know, like, this is for you guys that are always here watching the videos, click like, blah, blah, blah. This is not for those guys. Everybody's not going to make it. Even the Bible told you that, right? Even the Bible told you everybody ain't going to make it. I don't know where that Love Everybody program came from, because that's going to lead to a whole bunch of damn depression and anxiety fucking with the Bible, right? Huh? The Bible clearly said it's 144,000 gonna make it. So what happened to the rest of the... Okay, now. So it ain't no program where everybody get the ride off into the sunset. That's never been how nature works. You know what I'm saying? So we got to be on our shit right now. right? So yesterday we ended with the phrenic nerve, right? Let's go right in. Hold on. I ain't get my, what the hell, this shit, this might be my favorite.
What's up, family? This should be.
Well, that one too, but that ain't the one. This is the one.
Remember the 25th of December. The missing link in chakra plot. Con artist doctors that work through your chakras should never be forgot.
I would listen to what that last guy said. I would probably take his advice. That's what I'm saying. All right, phrenic nerve, right? That's where we was at yesterday. And did I delete everything from yesterday? I think I deleted the tab, some of them. Bam, oh shit, look, right there. I went right to it. Look at that, from yesterday, I left it up. All right, cool. So this is important, right? This is important. You see the title of the video. So we're gonna talk about now using your CPU. Using your CPU and being able to program your body the same way you would be able to program a computer, or actually a lot easier, because most of us don't know how to program computers, but we know how to type in it. We know how to post. So as easy as it is to make a post, you would be able to rock. Hold on. Actually, let's pull you out of there. And then let's get us a fresh one. Oh, I know where to go. No, we're not going to do this. You can make it drive me crazy. We can go right here. I think it's iKing Cube. This right here, we put these notes inside the iKing Square book. I got to remember to take these. Matter of fact, let me do this shit now. Because I'll mess around and forget, and then this will be a messed up copy of the book. I went back to my master to get a new set of new printer books. And it'd be all messed up. So let me just take this out of here real quick. It ain't gonna take no time. Damn, that's it. All right, everything's back to normal. Throw them over there, shut you down, get your ass out of here. Now you over here, boom. All right, let's get over here. Which one of these is, let's try Blibbity Blabber. Yep. That's the one. Oh, but this might be the wrong book. How about that? Right book, wrong information. Okay, this is the Soulcraft Scroll. This is the iKing Cubed book. If you like what you see, that was the iKing Cubed book. So now I know it's not Blibbity Blabber. It is actually in the iKing, not square, cubed book. So you got iKing, which is out of print. Then you got square, cubed, and the Tesseract. That's what I was looking for. Boom. The iKing Tesseract book. And I need to kind of find that somewhere. Let's look here. Hold on while I'm looking for this. Y'all don't need to see all my damn files. Y'all can look at me. Not good. You need to... You know what we need, right? We got to have something. All right, so what y'all want to do? Oh, I think somebody said something earlier. I think it was.
We getting feed money.
Oh, you know what? I want to play my holiday song I'm supposed to be dropping. I'm supposed to be releasing this single for Christmas. I'm going to try to get it out still before New Year's for sure, family.
I'm about to hit the gym, I need buns this time. Last time it was, hold up, that's my jam. I'm about to turn this up now, I need the walls. This the Grammy where the nominates the dollar sign, Minister Inky, send me some. Piano is the heart of instruments. Air strength, percussion, no coincidence. We hear with our mind, not with our ears. That's why here is the hear, we affect our peers. Deeper than chakras, phantom of the opera. The freak accident that made the gun you was loaded start popping you. Sarcophagus, your flow, hustle, 3-6 mafia. The chick singing, hook niggas like tilapia. Octave, the octo, chakra, notes. A 6% difference in frequency, folks. 6, the magnetic, hexagon, carbon. Fleshes, vibrating strings, IG, carbon. Save me the sergeant, old goon squad. Living behind bars, we coming for the tune guard. These 48 frequencies, holding niggas. Create the illusion of motion. Pictures gonna shake for that money. Take for that money. Make no mistake. Next break for the money. Bake cake for the money. Take rate for the money. I'll suck your DNA for the money. Eardrums, the organs. Here's the heartbeat. How dumb niggas come off of Smart Street. BX, the Marcy, I'm the market army. In the spirit of the hieroglyphs, I'm the sharpie. I grind cause I chose to shine cause I'm supposed to. Redefine your mind like I'm not supposed to. Run the play, let me coach you. I'll show you how my coast will become smooth. Music is the blueprint. Life is shape. Add to top and lock. Light vibrate. Chemical reactivity is shape. Checkmate if you can't make that melanin shake. You lost in the street if you don't know those sections. Shine and come down the photoreceptors. The theory of music is the overtone. I'm giving you the keys to hold your own. Pun intended, I wrote on Billy's house. It's the optimized line with a big bully bounce. Big city kid with nerd, but he's spit lady. That sound becoming light, nigga, stick with me. Bouncing overtones, creating beats. From doubling or having frequencies. I'm the high king dream. The binary code, remember. Money is a legal note. Niggas stick with me. Bouncing overtones, create beats. From doubling or having frequencies. I'm bouncing overtones, create beats. From doubling or having frequencies. Bouncing overtones, create beats. From doubling or having frequencies. I'm bouncing overtones, create beats. From doubling or having frequencies. I'm the I King dream. The binary code, remember. Money is a legal note. We be bouncing overtones, create beats. From doubling or having frequencies. I'm the I King. Bouncing overtones, create beats.
Y'all hear that? Bouncing overtones create beats from doubling and halving frequencies. I'm the I King Dream, the binary goat. Remember, money is a legal note. Gotta come at him. All right, anyway, we didn't get through the whole song because I found what I was looking for. All right. So here's where we're going to start. Right? Real quick, you need to see this, a little flashback. We might have to bring this back up. I don't know how much time we're going to spend on this today, but we're here, right? This is our audio. This is our second GOAT series audio book. These is $250 a piece, tuition. Some of y'all getting yourselves behind in huge debt. Stop watching my videos for a while. Till you do your taxes or something. My life's about to go off tomorrow, nigga. We're about to be homeless for Christmas. Fucking with you niggas. Now, I want you guys to see this. This is important, though. Right here. This is the GOAT. This is the GOAT. I need everybody to know that. I'm showing you how to go. So we're starting off audiobook 2 with the GOAT. Out the gate. This is the GOAT. So when you hear people talking about the GOAT in masonry, right? This is the GOAT of masonry. I'm showing you. It's not Baphomet. It's not Baphomet. Not Baphomet. And in fact, you want me to prove, let me prove this to you real quick. I could prove to you guys in no time flat that the GOAT of masonry, matter of fact, we're putting this in right here. At the 20-minute mark, you niggas got this one. So, because these are conversations that you can have really good. You can, you know, argue, have fun, debate all holiday long with this. But you'll be on the winning side. You know what I'm saying? So I could prove to you in no time flat that the GOAT of masonry has nothing to do with Baphomet. Watch this shit. All right, now watch this. We're going to do this quick, too. It's going to be so quick that most people ain't even going to see how easy this is. And this is why a lot of times I don't actually have debates, because I honestly beat people so bad. What they do is go online. I beat them so bad pre-debate. They go online, create a little slander to try to save some face for why they're forfeiting yet another debate to the Lord of the Rings. Give it up for Dr. Inky. Don't judge my invisible audience now. Oh, all right. So here we go. This is light. Like, this is so easy. Look at this. Boom. Look what we looked up. Masonic manuscripts. Right? We looked up Masonic manuscripts. Now, here we go. Look at this. This is the one that's in the I King book that I always be referring back to with Euclid and all of them. Look, this is what they say about this. The Hallowell manuscript, also known as the Regius poem, is the earliest of the old charges. It consists of how many four pages? How many four? 64. It just so happens that this document, again, is 64 pages, right? We're just going to say again that this most important document, the oldest document, the oldest charge at that, let's be specific, the oldest charge is 64 pages. See, I can't, like, bro, like, seriously, you niggas listen to these weirdo niggas, like, bro, they don't give you real information. Now, look at the date on this motherfucker. Now, look at this shit here. This is the oldest copy. Let's take a look at it. Take a look at this bad boy. Let's take a look at the bad boy. It's the top page. Trying to see if this shit got a date on it. I think they said 1390 for one date. I wanted to see if there was all of the dates. But one set of information has it at 1390 and one has it at 926 AD, right? So we got 1390 and then we have 926 AD. So those are 2 years for possible origins for this document, which is the oldest Masonic document known to man. Remember, 1390 or 926. Now let's go look up this guy, Baphomet. Let's look at Baphomet. Watch how we shut this bullshit down. Look. Now watch this, look. Baphomet is a deity that the Knights Templar were accused of worshiping. So the Knights Templar is not fully, the Knights Templar damn near with chakras. They not with chakras, but the story surrounding them is in the realm of chakras. And they were accused of worshiping a deity named Baphomet. They were rounded up, killed. That's the story told in the movie V for Vendetta for this Baphomet shit. The Baphomet was never proven. Baphomet was never seen. None of that. This picture right here is not even Baphomet. So I could actually destroy these niggas running around saying that this got anything to do with masonry. or the Knights Templar. Because this picture, although we all know that this picture is the Baphomet, what we don't know is that this picture has nothing to do with the Knights Templar, because that picture right here, this picture, was created and invented in 1856. 1856 by Eliphaz Levi. This guy. So this right here, this was done in 1856. So this is impossible to have been involved in any masonry, even the masonry that came out of Europe in 1717. This shit here was not a part of none of that. Any of these niggas, Young Pharaoh, Brother Panic, all these dumb niggas, when they tell you this got anything to do with masonry, or they tell you this is any type of African science or all that dumb shit Aleem Bey talking about, all that shit is fake. They don't know what they're talking about. I'm showing you the dates right here. That picture was drawn just like, have you ever drawn a picture? You know what this picture's like? You got any children? If you got any children under four, they probably drew you a picture today. Children under four draw pictures every day. Okay? In 1856. This here was invented by Eliphaz Levi. Okay? Now, look. He created this image to contain what? Hold on. What is the image? What is this supposed to entail? So not only have we proved in a matter of seconds, maybe a few minutes, for me to floss on it a little bit. Not only we prove in a matter of minutes that this shit right here that we see has nothing to do with masonry, never did, has nothing to do with African spirituality, never did. Well, I can't say nothing, because it is a copy. We know folks like the copy. So what were they copying? What were they copying? It's right here. Here's the motif. Here's the motif. What does it say right here? Binary elements representing binary. When you see binary is nothing more than the new Europeanized term for duality, but, you know, more quote unquote scientific. You hear binary is science. You hear duality is, you know, it's mystical. You know what I'm saying? But no. Our ancestors were not mystical. There's nothing mystical about the mathematics built into the pyramids. Stay focused. That's the proof that they weren't stupid and mystical. It's still sitting there. That's the proof they mastered squares. Right? But this, invented 1856. Let's put this to rest. It was invented in 1856 as a mnemonic device to communicate binary elements of life, the binary coding that underpins all of life. The shit I've been trying to tell y'all about and teach y'all about since we began. Since the very first time y'all seen me, we've been having this combo. Since the very first time. For the very first time, I saw your brown eyes. No, it wasn't adapted by masonry. It actually has nothing to do with masonry family. So you will never see that anywhere in masonry at all. Let me show you what it actually has something to do with. Okay, I showed you already. We'll come back to it now. Now that you got that down, now we can come back here. See, this is what this has something to do with. This is where that was taken from, the original. So the original is this guy on the right here. It's all right, Tony might be new, right? But the original is this one on the right. Right? Exactly, the foolishness. Look, it's Illuminati. Hell no, it ain't Illuminati. And I know you ain't Illuminati with that breastplate. Right? But this is where they got it from. So if you look at Aleister Crowley and all them, that's where the Masonry Illuminati stories get created. Eliphaz Levi and Aleister Crowley and all them, they were taking the science from ancient Kemet. Remember, Aleister Crowley said he got all his shit out the pyramids. Like, they literally told you, hey, we stole this out the pyramids. And niggas is trying to figure out where it came from. Aleister Crowley literally says he got all his shit from some type of spirit in the pyramids. The same shit as Nikola Tesla said. I got all my math out the pyramids. And niggas still looking elsewhere. Dumbass niggas looking into the chakras. Dumbass niggas looking into the chakras. They excited. Oh, look at Elon Musk. Oh my God, look at Elon Musk. Look at the new technology. I got a new software, app, iPad. I got the new. Nigga, all that shit came from Nikola Tesla, who got it, who told you the European framework of technology that we're living in comes from Albert Einstein and electricity, and then the tech part comes primarily from what Nikola Tesla showed folks, period. In terms of what was Nikola Tesla most known for? How did he build all that fancy technology? Because he didn't pay attention to the technology. He paid attention to what? The energy. And he built the energy systems and the technology for the constant turnover of energy, and this put the geometry associated with the movements around the energy, the engine system. So by the time we get to William Shockley and all these clowns, that's watered down work. That's coming from Tesla. And Tesla told you he got it from the pyramids. All this spiritual Illuminati chakra bullshit, all these niggas getting this shit from Levi and Crowley. Panicking, Brother Rich and all these niggas, they whole platforms exist from nothing of them studying but Aleister Crowley. Don't let them tell you Dr. Ben. They're fooling you. Oh, yeah, Dr. Ben. Dr. Ben ain't activating no fucking chakras, nigga. Come on, man. Stop this shit. Them niggas are studying Dr. Crowley, Dr. Eliphas Levi, right? And they're not even studying good enough to know where the fakes is coming from. Here is Bane Jadette, this guy right here. So I talk about it all the time. My favorite mnemonic in history is the story of Osiris, because there's so much info there. And this is another part of the story of Osiris. So remember, we mentioned the lungs. Right? The alveoli, the grapes, that's all from the story of Osiris. This is also from the story of Osiris. What we're looking at here is the depiction of the soul of Osiris. And the soul of Osiris became known as Khnum, the fashioner of men. So even in Kemet, they told us who this was and what this, or they told us. Like, niggas just aren't reading or studying, I'm convinced. So in the short time, this guy had a couple of name changes, and then in the long term, he had a complete what? What they did with Michael Jackson. They did the same thing to Bane Jadette. They turned Bane Jadette into Baphomet. You see, they couldn't pronounce this shit right here. They couldn't pronounce Bane Jadette. I'm probably not even pronouncing it correctly, but I'm sure I did better than them with Baphomet. But that's where Baphomet is a play off of Bane Jadette. It's right here. So the spiritual systems come off this. Now, what did I tell you niggas about spirituality? Spirituality is energy. All of modern technology tells you that. Because we now know what subtle energy looks like. We can see it via our technology, where people in ancient times, they could not. They had to infer it. So not only are we getting the spiritual energy-based systems, right, from this one pick now, this is how you, one pick, one mnemonic, one story, but also multiple stories from other cultures. So now we just jump over here to another culture, right? Let me show y'all. I told y'all, 250 audiobook. These audiobooks only gonna get better each audiobook. Because each audiobook, I'm preparing you for the shit that's coming in the next mind-melting mental light-based orgasm that I'm going to give your brain. So you're going to get mad mental orgasms during this video, and those aren't even. Like, every time you get those, just know those, we still in, like, we still build into the next one. We still build into the next one. So now, if you look, all your technology comes from here, and your technology is based on that spiritual nature. The spiritual nature. What is the spiritual nature? The spirit is what? The invisible forces that animates the tangible flesh. Now we know what the mitochondria does. We know about the energy. And all of you that study with me, you know about the full tapestry of light from infrared all the way out to UV that's being produced in each one of your cells every day. As the founder of the soul, I found it right here. I found it here because this is my namesake. My namesake is here. Oh, yeah, they didn't know. See, I ain't even gonna go through the stories of Inky. Right? But this also, the stories of Asa overlay onto the stories of Inky. That's a whole nother conversation, though. Because sometimes the stories of Asa are split with Horus. And the reason why, sometimes a lot of people don't understand that when they look back in history. Sometimes stories are told with Horus, and then sometimes Asa gets mixed with Horus sometimes, is because Horus is Osiris's child, but some of the stories, remember, these are mnemonics. So a lot of times they switch in between talking about Horus as an individual human versus sometimes they just discussing Horus as an aspect of the soul of Osiris. So remember, Osiris was killed. Isis took who you see in front of you, the goat, Bane Jadet, the soul of Osiris, and produced Horus. Osiris represents the perfect black. Horus represents visible light. Horus is the visible light spectrum rising out of the darkness. That's why Horus it does that still, that they commemorated that understanding of who Horus was when they named the first element that they discovered that reminded them of those stories. Like, holy shit, here's this thing. Look at this rock. Look at this rock. If we blow on this rock, light comes out. This is insane. They named it phosphorus, right? But what you don't know is, right, and these are for my adepts. See, a lot of times when I speak, there are people, and sometimes they type shit in the chat, and I try to delete this. Sometimes it be there. People just don't even know what they're commenting to. But I speak to everybody at one time, so you got to know that. So sometimes there are things that, because most of you are not initiates in any of these real spiritual systems, it's these things aren't going to trigger your brain in the same way as they trigger everybody else's. So there are a lot of people that know about the silver cord, right? The silver string, right? So any of you true spiritual scientists or occult scientists, this right here is your silver string. This is the silver string. This is the silver string. This is the rope that connects your spirit to your flesh. This is the tie that binds. This is that right here. It's a couple other names for it, but you got it. This is the silver string right here. This is also right here, just under the ram's horns up here, just under these ram's horns right here. Is called the river or home of Inky. That is the craziest shit ever. The river or home of Inky is literally inside the soul of Osiris. So go back, guys. Read the story of Sumeria. Read the mnemonic device that they left you about Inky. Because they got some old, old stories about Inky that tells you that Inky lived in the waters. Inky lived in the waters. He had a crib up here on a little piece of land on top of the waters. These are the waters that Inky lives in and swam in. When Dogon showed you the pictures of the Owains, when you go back and you mix those pictures with the Dogon and you try to get the understanding of what the water and all that, this is that water. This is that special water right here. This is probably the most special water you have in your body. Right here. It's going to be, this is actually your anatomy. I need y'all to know how much science is right here. Let me show y'all something. Look, you see this? Oh, damn, I can't get it. Please let me get it. Because I really need to stretch it. My computer's tripping right now. Ah, beautiful. All right, look. I want y'all to look at the hat of Osiris. Look at this. Look at Osiris' hat. Just in case you thought. Look at Osiris' hat. Now look at Osiris' hat. Just in case you thought that the niggas that build pyramids didn't know their anatomy. You niggas are foolish. They understood the anatomy at a level beyond what I'm trying to get you guys to get to. And what I'm trying to teach you are the subtle bodies. Know that the subtle bodies are the electric body, the magnetic body, and the light body. This is the real science of that. And this is why this hat conferred the authority that it conferred, because it referred to the seat of the soul. This is what denoted Asar as king of the underworld. Because this is the central city. This is the downtown city of the underworld. And when you guys go on a real spiritual journey, whether you're doing some fake shit with some drugs or some mushrooms and no guidance, or you actually take the time to find you a spiritual leader and go through that level and get that level of science, you know what I'm saying? We can understand what's going on and take this thing to a whole nother level once we start just using our eyes. Right? We got to use our eyes. Right? My bad. See? Right? So you see what I'm showing you. This is how the science of your spirit, your soul, literally is being used as the template for all technology that we're dealing with today. So now you want to know why. Check this shit out. You want to know why the technology is so addictive. You want to know why the technology have your brain the way it have your brain. This is why. This is where it starts. This is the root. This is the root. right? So all of these guys with the astral body talk and the out-of-body experience talk, ask them to really talk that talk. See, anybody that's really, like, that really studies the, you know, the more serious material surrounding that subject, you know what I'm saying? People, you know, having remote viewing conversations, people that know what the silver cord is, right? The silver cord is supposed to be the thing that keeps you tied to your body as you're having an astral traveling moment or out-of-body experience. I just showed you the silver cord. So that lets you know that you're not having an out-of-body experience. What's happening when you journey within, the familiar energy landscapes are presented to you in your beginning part of the journey. But you're not that deep. You ain't there. By the time you get there, it gets abstract. Because now you're moving through pools of light in your body. But you're not moving from this vantage point, this large, massively large vantage point. You're a little tiny thing, a little particle floating in that pool of light. That pool of light is your plasma. That pool of light is your soul. That light at the end of the tunnel is literally the light at the end of that tunnel right there I just showed you. Right there. What's happening at the moment of transition? Think about it. When people die, they say, well, they transition, right? At the moment of transition, what's happening? A perspective changes. Because you no longer have the body cells propping up your large perspective. The body goes. And so when the body goes, your perspective has to individuate. And now you're back to a particle, a piece of yourself. Your perspective is from there. Now you're in the world of Asar. You have a quantum perspective as a virus would. Enter the conversation about horizontal gene transfer, because this is what Asar's, this is what the sun, this is what they were talking about in Kemet. They were talking about being able to go on to the life outside of this earth, or how to repopulate your population with specific genetic traits that you wanted. They knew how to create genetic traits and put them into the population of people without laboratories. They learned epigenetics. Epigenetics, you literally create genes to support your lifestyle as you're living, and you pass those genes to your children. They tweak that. That's why the pharaohs and that's why the royalty ate different. They ate different because their genetic material was going to reseed the genetic material of the population. This is why they had nursemaids. Oh, no, they can only get drink certain breast milk with a certain level of nutrients. The person that's nursing them babies, they've only eaten a certain diet since they were born. Like, it was a whole, it's a whole, you uninitiated niggas. That's all I can say. You niggas are disgusting. Okay, but some of you niggas could just pick up some books every so often. This shit is crazy out here. Okay, so anyway, we almost an hour in. We almost an hour in. And now you know why I pulled this picture up yesterday as at the end and today when we started off. Where you at? And this isn't really even the star of the show. It's just one of the players in the game. One of the players in the game, our guy right here, the phrenic nerve, okay? The phrenic nerve. Look, the nerve is important for breathing because it provides exclusive motor control of the diaphragm. So this is the nerve, or one of the nerve sets that controls the breath. Specifically, though, this is the nerve. Now you got the nerve that operates the top of the toroid. Remember, we talked about the toroid people. This nerve, the phrenic nerve, is a mixed motor sensory nerve which originates from the C3, C5 spinal nerves in the neck. The nerve is important for breathing because it provides exclusive motor control of the diaphragm. Remember, the lungs are not muscle tissue. They rely exclusively on the movement of that toroid in this magnetic field. That's here. That's control right here. Now, we're going to get into doubling, where this comes. Doubling. Oh, shit. Y'all can't even see this. Y'all looking at me. God damn. My bad. I hate that. So what the fuck was I looking at just now? Okay, we was here. This is what I was saying over and over. All right, so yeah, let's look at this real quick. I'm trying to check this out. Okay, so this is the origin of doubling and halving. This is the origin of doubling and halving. So if you want to know what I'm saying, when you read the title, this is what I'm talking about. And I'll show you why in just a second. Okay. Ancient Egyptian multiplication. This is how they did their mathematics. This was the basis of their mathematics. Okay. This is very important. See, these niggas don't stay in the studio long enough. But we heard Unc Dumbass saying nobody in the Amun-Ra squad studies ancient Kemet culture for real, for real. So these dumb niggas don't know nothing about these papyri here. Right? But these are the papyri, the Hieratic, Moscow papyri, and the Rhine mathematical papyri. We'll give you some background on how they use binary coding in Egypt. That's where all your binary coding come from. Look at it right here. Powers of two. To create a table of doublings. So where does halving come in? Well, what's the opposite of multiplication? Division, right? And this is how you do multiplication and division in a binary system. Come on now. It's all the real work. This is the real work. And it's important that you guys understand that this science came from ancient Egypt. Right? I need you guys to understand this so you get it. Right? I need y'all to keep this in mind. Like, this Egyptian math is the smoking gun for where this binary shit started. So don't let them fool you about no Morse code and the guy's name was something more, or a European guy from London. Like, nah, binary coding is right here. I'm showing you what it is. The title of the video tells you the name, and I'm giving you papyri to go look up. Zero games. This is where your binary shit came from. This is the I King in real active mathematics. Your I King living, your living I King is right here. Right? This is important because the phrenic nerve works with another. Let me see. We're going to go into that in this. Damn, I don't want to mess it up. If y'all ain't supposed to say it. I ain't supposed to say it. Okay. Let me stay focused. All right, we got that. Oh, now you know the blow-ups never stop. It's levels to the shit. So I'm showing you how many niggas stole ancient Egypt shit, right? All the binary coding, doubling, all that shit right here, ancient Egypt. Right? I'm showing you. Now I can show you where they got it from. I'll show you where they got it from because I'm going to make this all the way super relevant. Like, this is the science. This is... You want to know where they got it from? Double and a half. Where they learned how to multiply and divide. You want to know where they learned this shit from? This is another reason why you can't tell me these niggas didn't understand cellular and subcellular activity. Right? What should we put up? All right, look at that. Look at that. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? This is it right here. This is how they knew. This is how they knew. This is how our genetics work. I just told you. Your perception, the lungs, macro scale, all the way down to the perception of the virus, horizontal gene transfer, pandemic, epidemic, coronavirus. Oh, do you see, this is the science is not couched in the language of the news reporters. So you may be learning something about current events, but because the language is different, you may not be able to associate what you're learning with the current events. Okay, but this is where it came from, right? Mitosis, meiosis. I'll show you another example of where they got it from, right? This is how they got this science for you. Look, it's how they got it. It's right here. It's very simple, right? Right here. Right here in the womb. So it kills me that all these are supposed to be the woman is God people teaching this shit, but then they don't understand the science that the real shit they need to be talking about. This is where the science came from. You start off as one fertilized egg. Then that egg becomes two, then four, then eight, then 16, then 32, then 64. Wait a minute, 64, the same amount of hexagrams in the I Ching. Wait, 64, the same amount of codons in the amino acid. Oh, 64. Oh, I got it. 64, the same amount of pages in the oldest Masonic document. That's 64. Oh, okay. You mean 8 squared? Oh, that's okay. That one. Okay, yeah. So yeah, when you think 8 squared, come right here to the more ruler, right here, Marula, right? That's where that science comes from, doubling and halving, right here, doubling and halving, right there. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about ancient Egyptian mathematics. If you know any other definitions of doubling and halving, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Egyptian mathematics, and I'm talking about those Egyptian mathematics being used everywhere, even in music. Did you hear what I said on my song? Y'all didn't hear the lyrics. Y'all heard? Look, bring it back. From doubling or having frequencies, I'm the Ivan Light, niggas stick with me, bouncing overtones, create beats. From doubling or having with me, bouncing overtones, create beats with me, bouncing overtones, create beats with me, bouncing overtones, create beats. From doubling or having frequencies, I'm the I King with me, bouncing overtones, create beats. From doubling or having frequencies, I'm with me, bouncing overtones, create beats. From doubling or having frequencies, I'm the I King. I told you, this song right here is so tough. This song so filled with science. I could debate anybody out here just using the information off this one song. And I put 1,000 on it. This whole video is coming off of just one line. This whole video, we at what, about an hour? It's coming off one line. One line. So this is where you got to take this to a whole nother level, right? This is what we're dealing with. If you've ever been in the music studio, the actual science, if you went to like audio school, engineering school, you know, at the end of the session and they go, yo, bounce that to the, you know, bounce the track down or bounce the song, you know, like when you wrapping up and you heard it 10 times, 20 times, it's good. You finish, you ready to bounce that? That is what I was talking about. So I'm also talking about that because even the music in the studio is coming back from that same picture. All is coming from that picture. All is coming from that one story about Asaf. All the music you got, all the rap show, all the technology that runs it that we don't have any patents in, and I showed you the source of it. The actual technical definition of a beat. Beats. We all say that. Yo, what beat is that? Yo, I got a beat. Yo, you made a beat? Yo, I need a beat. Yo, I just bought some beats. Like, D, that beat actually has a definition. If you go to engineer school, beat has a definition. And they tell you a beat is created by bouncing overtones. And then when you look up bouncing overtones comes from doubling or halving frequencies. And the science and study of doubling and halving frequencies came from the science of studying how your genes reproduce. Encoded mnemonically into the story of Osar and Isis. Isis knew how to go reach deep into the soul of Osiris and bring light to the world. That's what she did. So when we use binary breathing or light-based breathing, we change the photo emission and absorption rate of the breath. Now, let me show you this, just in case some of y'all didn't see this. I got to make sure y'all on the same page with me. I gotta make sure y'all on the same page. Hold on, they added. We're about to get to this. Hold on. We about to. Y'all gonna be all right on the same time. That was the wrong paper. There we go. Bam! There's our buddy. Right there. I couldn't wait to pull this out. Y'all see that? Spontaneous chemiluminescence of human breath. This is from 1982. The human breath spontaneously emits photons at a rate of approximately 7,000 liters per second. That's how much light is in your breath every second. Every second, 7,000 photons coming out your mouth. And you niggas don't even talk as much. So what about the niggas with big mouths like me? How much light coming out? How much light? The emission has a peak in the red part of the spectrum and ultraviolet contribution. So now the light coming out of your body when tested is the UV and red part of the spectrum, which comes right after the infrared. So what sits in between ultraviolet and the red part of the spectrum? Your Roy G. Biv. Huh? Your Roy G. Biv. That same shit they ran on you niggas with the chakra. The emission count rate correlates with the peroxide concentration in a saturating manner under normal breathing conditions. When trapped in a balloon, the breath luminescence count rate has a half decay time. So remember, now you have another doubling or halving reference because they do atomic decay, right? This is how atomic decay. So even the life of the atoms that make up this world is done with this same mathematics system. Huh? Now, what do we have to do? Where does this come from? Let's go back to this again. The emission count rate correlates with the peroxide concentration in a saturating manner under normal breathing conditions. Now, when you pull out the Eat Right for Your Haplotype book, and I tell you how each cell, each mitochondria in each cell produces the full spectrum of light from infrared to ultraviolet, what did I tell you the source of that light was? What's written in the book is the source of that light. I told you free radicals. When they tell you peroxide, they telling you free radicals in this article because peroxide is a reactive oxygen species, the number one source of this type of chemiluminescence in the body. See, this dude, we zero games with you niggas out here in these streets. Changing the light metabolism changes the emotional state of the body. Changing the light metabolism changes the emotional state of the body. Guess what? Instantly. It happens at light speed. See? This is Nike over here. You niggas fucking with Reeboks and Adidas and the Payless versions. You niggas got to be over here with the... This is the Jordan shit. The Bron. This is Bron. This is the GOAT shit over here. This is goat shit over here. I don't know how to do that shit that's less than the top of the line, whatever that is. It's less, we don't do, that goes that way. Miss me with all that type of shit. See, this the Jordan, we the exclusive release shit. You the sneakers that Zion will, remember you saw Zion? Zion was at Duke, he blew out his sneakers, couldn't he? That's what that shit y'all studying is, Zion sneakers. See that Nike Payless? That's Kemet to Chakra. That's the shit I just showed you to the chakras. This the shit from ancient Egypt override all that shit from them white folks.
See?
And that's what that is. You didn't get that from no brown folks. Don't tell me about the Buddha. You didn't get that from them. I showed you the pictures of the niggas that taught Americans about chakras. That's not the rishis from India or Indus Valley Kush. And none of these niggas that you're listening to goes back to that science because none of them study from the Upanishads. So this is why they call in gods and spirits into them chakras. If you call in a god in from without, that means you already have decided that you have no divinity within. If it's divinity within, you don't need to get it from without. Why do I need to call in spirits and gods and all that to install into the levels of my body if I'm already? I thought y'all was netters. I thought y'all was gods already. What happened? Who am I talking to? Victims? Oh, something's going wrong with my chakra. It's just something, I don't know what to do. What? I thought you was a god, nigga. We got to go back to that. See, that's the original chemistry, the alchemy, the chem, the blackness, the coherent pool of electron they're studying now in structured water. The plasmon resonance that comes off the top of gold that's associated with the light radiation that circles and swirls around the gold from the pool of free electrons released on top of it. That's the chem shit. So in Kemet, the soul was taught via Osiris and Asar, Bane Jadet. That's your goat. The goat, now listen, the goat arises from your personal electromagnetic waves, waves at angles. We know what those angles should be, right? How does light and electricity work? What is it? It's a right angle, right? The goat or soul of Osiris is not from Aleister Crowley. It is from Kemet. Okay, guys? Just want to make sure before we move on that we know the anus cult has not, it has nothing to do. See? You got to get this shit. See, a lot of times what's misinterpreted as arrogance is that my light is shining way too bright on you niggas and your respiratory pigments are not. Right? So look, let's go back. Let's go back. Let's make sure we on this. The goat. The RAM. The light processor. This is the light processor. All your CPUs, all your computers, Mac or Windows. This is where that science. This is where your CPU, your RAM, right? Your RAM, your computer CPU, RAM, today is still synonymous with what? Light information processing. And oxygen breathing through healthy respiratory proteins allows you to tap into your soul in the same way your keyboard allows you to tap into your cell phone or tap into your computer. This is the science that niggas was dying for. Okay? So your CPU, your computer, when they invented computers, right? They were in the quest to be able to fill the ghost shells, the zombies that they created. We didn't even go into Frankenstein, but the zombies they created called corporate entities, right? Corporate entities need a corporate entity is a pseudo entity. Well, that pseudo entity needs a pseudo soul. The pseudo soul for the corporations, remember, a corporation is a pseudo human. It's a fake. It's a body. It's a body with no soul in it. That's what your corporation is. The corporations are sponsoring the search for AI. Why? Because the corporations need a soul. They need intelligence. AI. Yeah, just so. Y'all going to see as the info go, you're going to be like, oh, shit, this shit on the album. This shit in the old lectures, the old books. You like, yeah. See, this is what I'm saying. Y'all don't realize how much y'all learned already. Right? So you going in. This is about internal energy landscapes. Binary breathing or light breathing can act as a manual input. The soul is the real chakras. Did y'all hear what I said? The soul. This right here, located in the goat, the soul of Osiris, right here. This is where your soul is too. This is what the Indus Valley Kush was trying to duplicate when they gave you chakras. Those rishis, I'm about to say something that's very unpopular, but you go back to the original stories, they will tell you. The rishis set out to figure out these guys. Remember, they went out to meditate on the secrets of life, but they didn't know the secrets of life. That's why they went out to meditate on them. The only way you could find out that secrets of life exist in order for you to go meditate on them is you had to be around somebody that had those secrets. So you decided that you was going to go out and get those secrets as well. The people that they saw with those secrets was here. Those secrets I'm placing before you. This is where they came up with the chakra shit. The chakra whole shit was about trying to find out how to manipulate the light, the soul that emanated from the fluid in this special chamber of the body. So this is what is going on. This is what's going on right here. See, but niggas don't stay in the studio long enough. And when they don't stay in the studio long enough, they don't decide to not tell the people. They just tell the people and make up shit to go along with it. So when Sanchez talking about the house raising up and you see the royal Egyptians and Africans wearing certain hats and woo, I'm showing you the Osiris hat right here. This is Wusir, Osiris Asar. This is his hat. This is his royal hat. But you see what it looked like. And you see, this is right off the hieroglyphs. This ain't no drawing, redepict. No, this is off his head. This is off Osiris's. You see what that looked like right there? Look at that right there. So what was they telling you? How was Osiris king of the underground, the underworld, the spirit world? How was he king of the spirit world? Right here. He was king of the spirit world because he had complete access to this change in perspective, this alternate way to view reality and to function in your own body. The ability to change your perspective from the micro to the macro and back. So when you do light breathing, you perform the wave collapse of reality from your personal incoming waves of information or light or radiation 12 times per hour. Oh, wait a minute. That was a little too much power in that. So let me bring that back for you. Okay. We talked about some of this, but I'll refresh your memory and we'll go in. All right. Remember, we talked. At 12 images, 12 to 24 images per second. Per minute, images become what? Stable images become moving, right? Particles become waves. Did you hear what I just said? Motion picture science that they use to make movies, the shit that you use on Instagram, YouTube videos, you know, to create video, is the science of the particle and the wave. See, you niggas thought they wasn't using that. You using that. You on your computer and your phone right now. A picture is particle, right? It's the science of a hologram. A picture is a particle. A wave is the moving particles or particle. That happens at a specific frequency. When I see the same image at a specific frequency, 12 to 24 times within a specific time period, guess what happens? It starts to move. This is how still image become visual. But it's on this 12. Now, when we take a step up and we look at the lungs unfold, the grapes, remember we talked to you about Osiris grapes, the saw grapes, the alveoli. Those grapes open and close 12 times every hour. They're collapsing the wave literally in your body. That is the place where you can, that's the rabbit hole where you can go to the underworld right there, through the lungs, through the grapes, the alveoli, collapsing the wave frequency 12 times per hour. Your wave, your personal wave frequency, how we formulate the hologram in our mind that we know of as reality, is our basis of perception. And because 12 is the central feature that provides us vision, motion, then allows us to synthesize those visually and compress them into what we know of as reality, 12 is the spatial frequency that we live in. So our day is chopped into two 12s, a 12 cycle for the what? UV light, right? The light we can't see. And a 12-hour cycle for what? The light that we can see. But there is no cycle of darkness because that doesn't exist. At nighttime, you're dealing with the other. Okay. Anyway, this is happening with your diaphragm. So remember, we talked about the phrenic nerve, right? The phrenic nerve, the toroid, right? This is how that's happening. So that's why we talked about the phrenic nerve, right? But it's not just happening there. That same vibration pace. So the reason why the 12 is the same motif is because waves embed. You know, waves embed. So waves have to have a sinking point in order to embed. So a larger wave, right? Even if it's the same frequency, a smaller one can embed on the larger one. And that's how your body works. Remember, our reality is not one level under another. It's one level inside the next. So the waves start off small, infinitesimal, beyond we can see, and it grows up to the point where the lungs, every 5 minutes. So now, pay attention. I want to show you where this is happening. We're about to shut this shit down. We almost out of here. We about 10 minutes. We done with your shit for the day. So now, there are two oblong squares that are responsible for this transition from the micro to macro. Underworld of Asar through the alveoli. One oblong square we know of is the lungs. Your lungs are an oblong square. When you unfold out the lungs are a oblong square, the exact size of a tennis court. The same size tennis court you see Venus and Serena on. So when I look at Venus and Serena's pops, I think of Osiris. Because when I think of a tennis court, I immediately think of the lungs. So that's an oblong square, your lungs. There's another oblong square that sits at the top of the brainstem. That oblong square is called the medulla oblongata. Literally, the oblong square. Like literally, the central functioning part of your brain is called the oblong square, the medulla oblongata. Now, inside the medulla oblongata is a set of nerves that combine with the phrenic nerve. So it's the medulla oblongata and the phrenic nerve regulating the alveoli to do this wave collapse function. And every time the alveoli collapse, listen to this shit now, because we're about to bring everything we learned today into like that. The reason that we had to go through Havin and Dublin, I'm about to show you that. The breath patterns that control the wave collapse function of our lungs is based on the medulla oblongata acting in conjunction with the phrenic nerve to control the breathing. And here's what happens. Let me show you. Here's what happens. Let me see. Still should be one up from yesterday. If it ain't, I'll just grab another one. Bam. Damn, I'm on time today. Here's what happens. When you breathe twice on top of one exhale, you automatically access the autonomic nervous system that controls the olfactory system. Four times over one exhale, now you get into the occipital or the photoreceptors for the hypothalamus and the sight pathways or the visual cortexes in the brain, right? This is your science of breath. When you're looking at the Aya Heru, that's what they're giving you. The breathing patterns to access these parts of the brain. This is a key right here. This is a key in the map. You niggas didn't know what you was looking at till I gave it to you. And look at the parts of Osiris. What is that? I mean, the parts of the Eye of Horus. What is that? 64 again. So the Eye of Horus 64? Is 64 parts.
64.
Boom. Hey, so the Eye of Horus. I got you. Hold on. So I got you. So the Eye of Horus, 64 parts. The Eye King, 64 parts. The amino acids in your body, 64. Right? Oh, 64, 64, 64. The oldest paper in masonry. 60, 64, 64, 64, 64. You'll see it. You'll start to notice a pattern. I keep trying to tell you niggas. When you look at the hexagrams in the I King system, 64, when you this is a pattern here. I'm trying to show y'all something. This is the breathing pattern. Now, where did they find this breathing pattern? How did they do this? Where I told you where they found the science of doubling and having, right? So when you look at that, that's what's happening with doubling. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 60. Same thing your cells do, right? Doubling. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. Same thing how the computers use the binary system. 2. The same thing over and over and over. The keys to heaven. That's why I said this class is a minimum. Yeah, 250. Yeah, come on. This shit y'all getting here is some whole other shit. This some other shit. Y'all know goddamn well you can't get this shit here from no other place on earth. Because the niggas that got it is not going to give it to you. I know, because I got it from them or gave it to them. Depending on where you meet them. Audio book 2.